Today on the Podcast Rodeo Show, we're looking at the Who Cares News podcast. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where I go out and pick a random podcast, unless, of course, you go out to PodcastRodeoShow.com and click on the Fiverr button. But today we're doing a random one, so I'm going to bring in my co-host, Alexa. Pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 9.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 71.
And while I go find that podcast, why don't you take just a quick second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 9 is the 9th category is music. Show number 71 is the Who Cares News podcast. Their title in iTunes says, "The daily podcast pokes fun at entertainment news and celebrities. It's all the news you couldn't care less about. We say the things you won't hear on regular entertainment news." So this is one of those things they're already saying it's crappy news. So it's going to be up to them to make it entertaining. So that's going to be interesting. And their website is whocaresnews.libsyn.com. And as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like this.
May be inappropriate for children under 13.
That's good to know.
I don't care.
Who cares?
Love
it.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
All right. They don't care.
In a world where the only thing that matters is what your favorite celebrity is wearing or who is leaving whom, one podcast stands above all the others and tells it like it really is.
Good intro.
This is the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Kemp and Morgan.
So
hey,
I know,
Morgan.
So I know
Happy
what
Friday,
I'm getting.
Y'all.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay, so what happens in 143 days, 16 hours, 1 minute, and 38 seconds?
Right off the bat.
I don't think it's Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Is it Christmas?
Ding,
oh,
ding, ding,
oh,
ding,
oh, man,
ding.
That's depressing.
I checked my days. I had this little thing, and he didn't.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. 143 days.
I actually don't mind the music in the background. Yeah. Normally that bugs me, but this
over.
Is not.
That's a little right. More than half over.
Yeah. It's over more than half.
Crazy.
It's good start.
Before we know it.
I'm thinking about layaway this year.
Well, you better get started because Kmart will be out of business before Christmas. Where else you get a layaway?
Walmart?
I think they were the big layaway store. And I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't give any money to unless you're walking out the store with your stuff.
Because I'm not probably not going to have money for Christmas this year.
All right. Yeah. I'm still listening.
If I start with layaway now.
There you go. It's a thought.
Then right. Maybe.
I'd gladly pay you in 2018 for some Christmas presents today. All right, it's the Friday free-for-all on the
Good.
Who Cares News. This is where we take a headline and we just go. We don't
Good.
Know anything.
Because you micked all
well,
there was.
The other one
Good. I'm so happy
story.
You're moving on. That was awesome.
We'll see what happens. Okay, so you first. What's up?
After all these years.
And she's prepared. This is awesome.
The Karate. You watched The Karate Kid. Right?
Every one of them. And I'm sorry to say I've even seen the fourth one with Hilary Swank.
Uh-huh. Wax on.
You've heard of YouTube Red?
I have heard of YouTube Red, though I haven't paid them money yet. I need to pay them money.
I really hadn't heard much about YouTube Red, and now I'm paying attention because The Karate Kid is back.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
It's back.
Yeah.
All right.
Cobra
we have a new
Kai.
Sound effect. You guys ready? Oh. Yeah, I thought about this. You know, if I like the show, I'm usually giving everybody the And so now, if you make it and I'm actually liking your show, I'm going to give you a little horse whinny. And it was kind of hard to find a horse whinny that didn't sound like the horse was being raped. But I think that one sounded happy and jovial without sounding painful. So, so here's what I liked about that show. Number one, they had the montage intro with the I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. And they didn't do that per nauseam. Then they had a little intro music, and then bam, right to the question, got my brain going, hey, what is 355, 200 minutes, hours, weeks from now? Holy cow. And then the thing I loved about it was they went through a little Kmart joke, cool, and then there was like, all right, we've kind of squeezed everything we can out of that. The main story was Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat, please put a feather in the old man's hat. And then what did that the other host came in? Bam, here's another story. I love the pace. And normally, I'm not a big fan of the music in the background, but they had music that wasn't distracting. It kept the energy up, but it didn't kind of, you know, distract, especially when you put like vocals or anything like that. So I didn't really, the audio was fine. And the only thing I could think of was, you know, your website is Who Cares News. What was it again? WhoCaresNews.libsyn.com. You might want to go WhoCaresNewsPodcast.com and point that at your Libsyn account. I did look to see if maybe you had another website, and there's nothing wrong with using a .libsyn account. Full disclosure, I work for Libsyn. But, you know, if you're going for that little extra edge of professionalism, you could do that. I don't think you're going to lose any listeners because you don't have a .com. But all in all, I like the show, and I would actually keep listening to that. So as we get ready to head out the weekend, I do have a favor, if you'd like. I know you can... here's the deal. Let's do this. I like this. If you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/themessengers, you're going to get a 2-for-1 here. You will, A, if you have a podcast, I will put you in the rotation here. We'll kind of cut you in line. And if you want, I will send you a coupon for 40% off. That's not a typo. 40% off your first 6 months at the School of Podcasting. So it's a way to cut in line. What this is, there's a movie called The Messengers. It's a podcast documentary. It's coming out August 23rd. And if you go again to schoolofpodcasting.com/themessengers, order it, take a screenshot, and then all you have to do is email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. In the title, put, I have a message, dash your name. So if it was me, I'd put, I have a message, dash Dave Jackson. So I realize it's a lot of steps. We're having a contest. We're doing all sorts of fun things again. So just to run that through again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/themessengers. Order it. Take a screenshot. Email dave@schoolofpodcasting.com with the title, I have a message, dash your name. We will cut you in line to get your show here if you have a show already. You're on the podcast rodeo show, and you'll get 40% off at theschoolofpodcasting.com for the first 6 months. So that's going to save you $120, just in case you're wondering on that. So it's a great way, because I really, really, really want you to buy the Messengers documentary pre-order. The movie comes out August 23rd on iTunes. So hope you have a great weekend. And until Monday, this is Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride. Take care, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.